George Orwell may be the most famous fortune teller you have never heard of. In 1949, famed British novelist George Orwell published 1984, a fictional novel about society in the year 1984. While its dystopian world of hunger, war, and fascism has not yet come to bear, many of today's events are eerily similar. Required reading for many high school students in the U.S., 1984 describes a world left with just three superstates that are at constant war. Two states are always allied together against a third, but alliances are continually in a flux. Oceania, for example, is currently fighting East Asia, but was bombing Eurasia not that long ago. The twist? Through the Ministry of Truth, the government rewrites history after every alliance swap so that the current enemy has always been the enemy. New heroes and villains are added, previous historical accounts are rewritten, and anyone speaking otherwise is silenced by agents from the Ministry of Love. This is pure fiction, right? In 1991, the US and its allies attacked Iraq in the first Gulf War, and then in 2003 invaded the country and deposed of its president-dictator Saddam Hussein. Leading up to the invasion, then-US President George W. Bush labeled Iraq as part of the Axis of Evil, alleging that Hussein was linked with terrorist group Al-Qaeda and responsible for 9/11 attacks in the US. To many Americans at the time, Saddam Hussein was the devil himself. Lost in all of this rhetoric, however, was the fact that the U.S. intelligence agency, the CIA, helped Saddam Hussein come to power in 1963. Throughout the 1970s and the 1980s, both the U.S. and U.K. supported Iraq in its war against Iran. There is also evidence that the two countries helped Iraq develop chemical weapons that Hussein used on civilians. The fact that you are reading about this means governments have not yet engaged in rewriting history, right? After World War II, the International Military Tribunal for the Far East tried and found guilty several participants in the Nanking Massacre, a six-week period starting December 13, 1937, during which Japanese troops raped and killed up to 300,000 Chinese civilians. On February 3, 2014, NHK Governor Naoki Hirakuta said the Nanking Massacre never happened. A Wall Street Journal article on April 7, 2015, revealed that the current Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe criticized textbooks used in Japanese schools for espousing self-torturing views of history. History textbooks were revised. One publisher excluded mention of the massacre altogether. In Japan, history books used in schools must be approved by the government. If nations that represent the beacons of modern democracy engage in historical revisionism, it's not difficult to imagine what textbooks and newspapers look like in totalitarian countries. Other predictions of the Orwellian nightmare are also coming true. In 1984, George Orwell coined one of the most popular maxims of modern time, "Big Brother is watching you." To give you a hint, it's not about your older brother Chuck. And if you use email, have a Facebook account, or paid anything with a credit card, you are already a victim. To continue down this rabbit hole, read next week's Right Now. Idioms and phrases. Come to bear. Graduation is coming, and the pressure to find a job has come to bear. Lost in the rhetoric. Lost in all the rhetoric of the high-tech functions in Google Glass is the benefit of using it. Down the rabbit hole. You've really gone down the deep end of the rabbit hole if you believe you can make a living playing the lottery every day.